We are up to New Pedic, Pedic Asiri, and we're getting closer. Sanchvav on the base. Still doing Sanchvav. Okay, till now we learned about a Pesach. Now we can learn about the concept of Hafara and Hatorah. Hatorah is when you go to Rabbonim and they're Matan Neder, and the idea of Rabbonim when they're Matan Neder is like a Neder never happened. Like it never happened. Hafara is the power that the father or the husband has to cancel the Neder from now on. So Hafara is Mekano Lahalo.
Does that mean he can't do it again?
No, that means the Neder no longer exists. But the Neder did exist until now. But now, from now on, Hafara, they broke it. On the other hand, Hatara means a Mati like it never happened in the first place. Now, a young girl, the father, a Ketana, or a Naira until 12 and a half, the father has the right to break the Neder, and he has 24 hours to break the Neder. If 24 hours go by, he didn't break the Neder remains. Or if during the 24 hours he says, yes, I heard about it and I think it's a good idea, he was Mekayim it, it remains. Once she's married, when it comes to married, the husband can break the Neder only if the Neder affects him. It has to be Dvorim Beinoy Le Beino. If the Neder doesn't affect him, he has no business in it, and she can do whatever she wants. It's only if the Neder affects him somehow. While she is a Naira Hamoirasa, she's a girl, and she's engaged, then both the father and the husband in tandem or in concert break her neder and have 24 hours to do it. Says the Mishnah, Naira Moiros, when it comes to this girl, she's a Naira, or from 11 years old and onwards, knows what she's doing. Hamoiros, that she's engaged, because once she's married, the father has no longer connection. Avia, Ubaila, Mafina, Dadrea, you need them both together in concert to break the neder. Hafer of the very top of Samach Zayin Omer Aleph. Hafer ha'av, the father broke the neder, v'loy hafer ha'bal, the husband didn't. Or hafer ha'bal, the husband broke the neder, v'loy hafer of, not the father. Ain't a mufer, it's not a hafer. It is not the neder of the wife of the girl who's engaged does not get canceled unless both the father and the husband together in concert cancel the neder. And you don't have to mention that if one of them said the neder is valid, then for sure nobody, the other guy, can't break the neder. Obviously, the Mishnah is repeating itself. Remember once in the right away, Hainu Reisha. What's the Mishnah spelling out? This second half of the Mishnah. You started out saying of the Baila Mafin, the father and the husband, they break a neder. So that's it. So obviously, the father alone can't, the husband alone can't, because you started off saying the father and the husband. Nain, I would have thought when the Mishnah says of the Baila, I would have thought it meant Oyavir. Either the father or the husband unilaterally can cancel her neder. Kamash Balon has to spell it out. No, they both do it together. They both have to do it. Then the Mishnah concludes. You have to mention that if one of them said, yes, it's a valid neder, there's nothing to talk about. You can't cancel. Madach with the guy where if one of them was made for another one, and one was made for another one wasn't, there's no hafara. So if one was made for and one was Mekayim, you tell me it's not hafara. Says the Gemara, Lama Lila Mishne, why do you have to mention this clause here? And surely if one of them was Mekayim, hash to Yeshleim and Hafa Zeba Lai Zeba Lai Klu, Madach, you just told me right now. If one of them canceled out the other one. Nothing happens. Kayim Echemen Lamali. You need to, what do you need to tell me that if one of them was Mekayim that it's not half for? Of course not. Tzricha lemisa, there's a chiddush involved there. Ki yitzchi, no, we need it for. Ki going to hafer echad mehen. Let's say the father canceled. Vikayim echad, and the husband said, no, I think it's a good idea. Let it be a valid thing. Then v'chazar hamekayim v'nishal ala kamosai. Then the husband went to Rabbonim and he said, I have charote the fact that I supported my wife. This is all within the 24 hours. And he retracted that hakama. So ma'ut, I would have thought, ma'idu uki ha'okrei. Now there's a big machel shem halam shati, but Rashi learns very in Gishmak. Rashi learns, ma'idu uki ha'okrei. The fact that he repeals his hakama, that in itself is a hafara. So I would have thought you have now two hafaras. It has to be a direct hafara, not an indirect hafara. That's how Rashi learns. So Dan learns.
There's no changing your mind to you.
No, you could. Of course you could change your mind, but you got to do a separate hafara. You can't just rely on the fact that the father already did it. The husband made a kiyum. So we would have thought if the husband goes to the Rabbanim and says, hey, I want to retract my kiyum. That is his hafara. Now you have two hafaras, the husband and the father's. Kamash, no. The repealing of the hafara does not constitute the repealing of the kiyum does not constitute a hafara. He has to separately, 10 minutes later, say, and now I am made for my daughter's, my wife's thing. Vasach means 24 hours. Within 24 hours.
It doesn't mean the two people.
Two people. Two people, father and the husband, but within 24 hours. That's what it means, yeah. Yeah, let me.
I thought Vasachas means they're doing it together at the same time.
No, not at all. Definitely not.
Within the same time period.
The Ra'an learns differently. Sorry?
Do you have to have a basis from the two to allow him to change his mind?
No, you don't need a Pesach. It's not Nedari, he's not doing.
Yeah, but I'm saying, so why?
No, you just
said. What basis can you have? You said
no basis, I change my mind. Charata. Charata, just Charata. Like, even a Nedari can have Charata. The Ra'an learns differently. The Ra'an learns no. That. Not we never had a half minute of the retraction of the hakama should be the hafara. The chiddush is that now that he did a hakama, even though he physically is mefer afterwards, too late, because between the father's hafara and his hafara there was a kim in between. We need bavasachas. There should be two hafaras next to each other, contiguous, with nothing in between. Here he ruined it by having a hakama in between. He ruined it. That's how the Ra'an is. Now the Mishnah established when it comes to this girl who's a Naira or a Ktana from 11 years old and over, and she knows what she's doing until 12 and a half. Hamurasa, she's engaged to a man of the Ubaila Mafina. They both can cancel the Nadarim. Once she's totally married, it's only the husband. When a man marries a woman, he can only cancel those vows that she made after they got married. Any vow she made before she got married, he can't cancel. But if they got engaged, he can cancel all the nedarim she made before they got engaged. Okay, now. Sorry?
What's the Gemara quoting there? This
Vinayram? No, it's our mission right in the beginning.
The mission is Vinayram, not Vinayram.
There is a Gersa that says Vinayram, by the way. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. He can't really be there. So just Vinayram. That's not. I don't think it's, you know. A Mishnah would never start off and a new Perek. Yeah. I guess the Gemara is saying, let's analyze this din. Minolan, how do you know this? Amar Rabba says, Rabba, Amakra, there's a posseg where it says, if this woman marries a man, now we're not sure, we're talking about getting married to a man, which is Nisuyan, then the husband, you know, comprehensively has the ability to cancel her nedarim. Or are we talking about a woman who got engaged? We'll soon see. Unedoreola, she has nedarim on her. And she asks it, and the din is, you can cancel. Now, there's another pasuk that says, V'im beis isha, in other words, his wife, makes a neder, he can cancel. So, l'cheder, if this first pasuk, V'im hoya seal ish, is also talking about a married woman, then it seems you have two psukim telling us that a married woman, the husband can cancel the nedarim, which would be odd.
One is superfluous.
Yeah, exactly. So therefore, we're going to say this pasuk v'im hoya seal ish is talking about a woman who's got engaged, and it says, and right before that, it talks about the father canceling his daughter's nedarim, and then it says, and if the and means it's a continuation, and over including the father over and above the father, if she's engaged, you also need the husband. That's how we're reading it. Now that a night amarosa, the father and the husband together, they cancel her and the darini, both of them. How do you know? Maybe this pasuk im hoya seal ish talking about a woman is married, and if it's talking about a woman is married, the father definitely has no say over her, because once she's married, he's no longer there. And therefore, while she's engaged, maybe it's only the father who, because when the girl's engaged, she's still in the father's rishus. The husband doesn't have to feed her or anything else. The father, he's the one who can't send the darim. Either possibly him, hoya, seal, he's to a woman who's married. So you can ask me an obvious question. So why in the world do we need two psukim to tell us about a woman who's married, the husband can cancel the darim? And if you can mutter back, if you can tell me, you want to argue that the first pasuk v'im hoya seal ish, a married woman, don't we have a second pasuk where it says v'im beis ish nadar, the pasuk v'im beis ish nadar, so we already know that a married woman, the husband can cancel it. Why would I need two psukim? Says you want to know? That's not a kasha. Ema, why can't I say tavaya b'nasuya? Why can't I say the both of them are a married woman? An engaged woman, only the father can cancel. This both of my married woman. I both of my married woman, you can tell me what I need to psukim. Why need to psukim? I'll tell you why. Lemeima. To teach you, not to teach you. She ain't habal mefer bekoimin. To tell you, the one pasuk is to tell you that the husband, the mahoyasili, comes to tell you that the husband canceled the wife's nedarim. And the second part is going to tell you that only if they got married. How do we know that? Because the second pasuk, what happened if she made a neder a week before they got married? So the pasuk says, by Beis Isha, it says, V'im Beis Isha Nadara. Sounds like while she was in the house of her husband. So in other words, only those Nadarim that she made while she was in the house of the husband, she's married. That's what you need the second pasuk for. The first pasuk. Exactly. Arusa, only the father can do, maybe. Only the father, because she doesn't have a connection with her husband. The husband doesn't feed her, nothing else. She's still living with her father. So therefore, the father is the one who unilaterally can cancel a neder. I, two psukim, both of them are married. One to tell you the concept, and the second one to tell you that only while she makes a dorm, while she's married. Says Igmara, for that I would need a second pasuk. I wouldn't need a second pasuk, because if l'chayit of alav memele shamed minei, automatically, you know that there was that he cannot break koydmin. Even if it would not have said v'im hoya tili, she just said the pasuk bin beis isha. Beis isha means while she's married. So in the same pasuk that you teach us that the husband is the one who can cancel the darim, says beis isha when they're married. So automatically you know that. I don't need a second pasuk for it. So what do I do with the pasuk v'im hoya tili? Must be for an engaged girl. And that engaged a woman is engaged to a man, the man, that husband in conjunction with the father can cancel her darim. So how do we know that by Arusa, so that's the answer. We have two psukim, and we don't need two psukim for marriage. It must be the first pasuk, v'im hoya. See, you're talking about engaged. That's the raya. What do we need two psukim for? That's answer number one. Another answer is, not because it's an extra pasuk. The very pasuk itself, v'im hoya, seal ish, obviously is talking about engaged. How do I know? The havoya kedushin mashma. Hoyoy siyeh, we know that tiyeh is always a lashon of kedushin. And because tiyeh is a lashon of kedushin, so the first pasuk, hoya tiyeh, must be talking about a girl who got engaged. And it says ve'im, and the father and the husband together. Yeah. Tell you what, very much. How do you know? Now we're asking on the second answer. You say because the word hayasei means kedushin. Maybe of lechudei meifa. Maybe this is how you read. And if she's married, if she is engaged, the father is still the one who unilaterally can cancel. So where does the husband come in? Says v'im hayasei elish. Says where does the husband come in? Maybe v'im hayasei elish goes on the previous psukim. The previous psukim saying the father can cancel right by his daughter, and then it says v'im hayasei elish blah blah blah. Maybe he's talking about the father is the one who cancels. Simple. And the logic is because she still belongs to the father. And the pasuk can't tell you that if she's married to a guy, it's still the father who cancels, even though she has a husband in her life or a fiance in her life. It's not the fiance who cancels neder; it's the husband who cancels neder. The father who cancels neder. Yeah. Aye. So what role does the husband play? So if you learn that way, pshat, you're telling me you would have thought that only the father. So why is the Gemara, the Torah introduced the husband? The Torah says she's engaged, the father can do it. The way the Torah sounds from the Torah, the husband does have some kind of role to play. You know what the role of the husband is? We don't need his hafara. But if he does the converse, if he's actually mekayim it, then it's a problem. Then the father can no longer cancel. In other words, to be mefer, the father can do it unilaterally. Maybe that's pshat pasuk. To be mefer, to cancel the neder, the father can do it unilaterally. But if the husband comes along and says, I like the neder, I substantiate it, okay, then the father is can't do it anymore. That's what the pasuk is saying. How do you know that the father can't do it anymore on his own without the husband's consent? Says the Gemara, because he's Cain, if that's how you want to learn it, then va'asra iser. It says in the pasuk, if a woman makes a neder, and it says in the pasuk, va'asra iser bebeis avia, and she makes an iser in the house of her father when she's young, her father can cancel it. What do you need it for? Madach, when she's engaged to her husband, the father can cancel it. Surely when she's not engaged, she's just an ayah on her own, surely the father can cancel it. That pasuk is extra now. She's another man in her life. Yet you're telling me, you want to argue that the father alone can unilaterally cancel it. The girl's only an idol and there's no husband involved, no fiance involved. My boy, you got to tell me the father can cancel it. So therefore, the fact that we need a pussy to tell you that a father can cancel his nidas Nedarim must be because once she is no longer a night on her own, she has an arusa, she has a fiance, then the father can no longer do unilaterally. It's the father together with the chassan. Says Gemara, okay, Ema, why don't we argue like this? Oh, liboy oris. So let's say if I get, maybe once she's engaged to a man, the father can no longer unilaterally cancel. He needs the help of the oris, but the oris, the fiance, can do it on his own. The oris, l'chudi meifer. The orders could cancel on. If the orders can cancel on, we need the father at all. If the orders can do it on his own, you tell me the father needs the orders, but the orders doesn't need the father, so we need the father at all for. Since he needs the orders anyway, and the orders cancels, it's canceled. So what role does the father play? Oh, the father's role he can play as a spoiler, because if he goes ahead and he's mekayim, if he says I like my daughter's neder, it's a good neder, then the husband can no longer cancel. So he does have a role to play, but a much lesser role. The chi tema of the kasher rachman lami. You can argue if the father unilaterally cannot cancel the daughter, and the husband could. So what are you becoming the father for? No, mi boyle, we need it for the hakim. But if the father goes ahead as a spoiler and he says, yes, I like the nether, it's a valid nether. So how do you know that you need the father, that they're both equal parts? How do you know they both have equal roles over here? Says Gemara, k'im came. If so, the im base isha, it says in the pasuk, remember the second pasuk regarding a husband and wife, which this time we say it's talking about a married husband and wife. It says, a married woman. Fully married, yeah. Im kain, the pasuk, the im base isha nadara, that while she was married to the guy, she made a neder, etc. Lemaika, if the husband, while they're engaged on their own, can unilaterally break it. The only thing is the father can be a spoiler. Once you're married, you got to tell me the husband can break it, can break his wife's daughter. Of course, malach when she's in a rusa, he can break it. Surely when they're married, kavu chaimer ma be mokem of malach where there's a father. Arus may for the chude, he should lay be mokem chude. He has a role to the husband is the one unilaterally can cancel it. Should lay be mokem where the father is taken out of the equation. Me boy, you need a pasuk. So therefore, must be that the pasuk Hayesia is talking about a girl who's engaged to her husband. The side of the father and side of the husband together can do it. Says the Gemara, let's say that the pasuk im based isha nadar loyme. Maybe no, maybe take that we need the pasuk. Not to, you ask me a question. What do I need it for? If the father alone cannot do it, it's the chassan when they're engaged. The chassan unilaterally can do it. So you ask me a question. So why I need the pasuk if they're married? The chassan, the husband unilaterally can do it. If madach when he's a chassan, he can do it unilaterally. The only thing the father can do is be a spoiler and be mekayimit. Otherwise, he can't do anything. So I need a pasuk. Tell me when they're married, he can cancel. The answer is yes. You know why I need a pasuk? To teach you another halacha. And this is what I told you before. She'ein habal mefer bekayimin. We would not have known that the husband cannot cancel the nedarim that she made before they get married. So, and where do we know that from? From the pasuk ve'im beis isha, while she was in the house of her husband, then the husband can cancel. To teach you, not to teach you the husband can cancel, that we knew from Arusa. To teach you, but he cannot cancel, it's a negative mode, inference. He cannot cancel those nedarim that she made prior to the marriage. That's what it is.
Didn't we already have the klal that it can only be made from the dorim which affect him?
Yeah, but what if he made a neder a week before he got married and then it affects him?
That does affect him.
Says the Gemara, if you can learn that way. Yes, exactly.
No, that's right. The daughter is from Shlus, that's why.
100%, but that's irrelevant here. Because we're right now in that stage about breaking. But he can only break, we'll learn later, only in the dorim bein olam ela. Says the Gemara, if you're going to dash in that way from the pasuk in base isha, that the whole purpose of the pasuk is to teach you what? That koidmin doesn't work. Nu umina, if so, we should learn from there. Let's be medayik also. Arus meifer bekoidmin. If you're going to be medayik from the pasuk, the im base isha, that is the whole pasuk tell you that if they're married, he cannot cancel the previous ones. That means in the other pasuk where it talks about the husband canceling his wife's nedarim, there is no base ish over there. That means that the husband can cancel all the dough she made in her life since she was 11 years old. And that can't be either. El alav. So what? Nachmed, you want to say that the oris on his own can cancel his fiance's madorim. And the way you're medayik, that when they're married, he can only cancel the dorim that she made after he got married. That means when he's engaged, he can cancel the dorim he made before. On his own? With the father, who was the father, she made the neder before they got engaged. The father can cancel, but the husband had nothing to do with her then, can cancel on his own. It's one thing to say the husband together with the father can cancel on the dorim, even though he made before, is one thing, because the father is the main koyach. But it doesn't make sense.
Which would mean he would have more power.
Must, you know, it doesn't make sense that the chassan, why the chassan should be able to cancel the nedarim on his own, destroying the father's own before they got engaged. It doesn't make sense. If the whole purpose, if you're telling me, you're arguing that while they're a chassan, the chassan can do everything, the father can only be a spoiler. Doesn't make sense. Well, I asked them, why do you need a pasuk for getting married? You told me the whole purpose of that pasuk tell you that the husband cannot cancel the darim before the marriage. That means by a chassan he could. No, a chassan on his own can cancel the darim before the marriage, and the father has no role in it, and the chassan could. Doesn't make sense. El alava must be that while he's a chassan mishum shutfuse the av. You know why the chassan is able to cancel the nedarim before they got engaged? Because the father is involved, and the father is the main koyach, and he was the father at the time when she made all those nedarim. He was already the father, so therefore the father can cancel those nedarim, and the chassan is just tag along, and he can then together they cancel. So now that's our second way of how we know that Yehoya Seel Ish is talking about kiddushin. And then and we're talking about im, and not only the father, but the chassan together. And it must be b'shutfus. It can't be the chassan unilaterally. Can't be the father unilaterally. It must be b'shutfus. How do I can't be the father unilaterally? Sorry, how do I can't be the father unilaterally? Because there's another pasuk that the father can cancel the dharma of his daughter who's a naira. If she's engaged to another guy, the father can do it unilaterally. You got to tell me if she's still single, the father can do it unilaterally. Of course he could. So it must be that the shutfus.
So if...